When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Guess who's back?
back again.
Nikki's back.
Tell a friend.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's back?
It's me. I committed to that. I'm not even watching no more. They want Nikki. I'm chopped liver.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Hey, welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim John Tharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blaze.
Wow. I'm not going to lie. That felt good.
A little bit.
That felt good. You know, I was just beginning to get used to Blades being gone.
Yeah.
But she came stomping back into our lives. Yep. Guys.
Can't get rid of me. I put my boots on. These boots were made for stomping today.
Hey, man, it's good. It's good to see you.
It's so good to see you guys.
Welcome back.
I missed y'all. Like, when I was gone, I didn't see you guys at all.
You saw me.
Oh, I did see you. We had to work.
Yeah.
It's work.
We had to work.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Man. I feel like, you know, I was getting comments every day. When is Nikki? I'm sure people were all up in your shit, too.
Yeah.
And they kept hitting me like, I'm so glad she's gone, dude. I was like, hey, that is my friend.
It was all, well, what's annoying is like, even after we said, like, hey, she's coming back, y'all, people were still like, when is Nikki Blaze? Like, y'all don't read, y'all don't listen, y'all don't, you don't even watch. So what is the point?
Every once in a while, I would go and check the comments on the YouTube videos and just be like, what's going on? And there would be people that would say, look, Nikki's not here. The episodes are still good. But can y'all just not ask where she's at?
You
she's
horny on fucks. Instagram.
You horny, dirty, little, freaky, Nikki motherfucker.
But I'll have you know, new contract is in place. Zero cleavage for the remainder of the show. So now what?
Bitch? Everybody's tuning out. They're like, goodbye.
You're going to have to just deal with lip slips, my guys. Sorry.
What?
It's the LS contract.
Hilarious.
But hey, now that you're back.
Yeah.
Can we take a shot?
Yeah!
Finally, someone back to enable me, boy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
All right.
Rick is like, okay. Here we go.
It's all going downhill.
It's like the beginning all over again.
Isn't it great? Well, not the beginning, man.
No. We got to erase those years.
I remember in the beginning, right? It was episodes where we was like,
we did too.
There's a problem.
Oh, yeah. That just kind of happened the other day.
He forgot how to open the bottle.
Oh, shit.
You know, it unglued.
Yeah. It was...
We were for real using the name No Chaser as an excuse. Yeah.
And look at God.
There you go.
My tooth. My gold tooth. Those early episodes.
Those were funny.
They were fun, but there was a couple was like, we might have did too much. We might have did a little too much. Nikki was blabbing the whole time on that.
It was all me.
Well, the thing about it is, well, Mississippi, you sipping or shooting?
Whoa.
Oh, okay, sipping that.
Yeah.
There was... you know, those old episodes, we would do 4 episodes a day, right?
Yeah.
And we would be sipping through the whole 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. By episode 4, You know what I'm saying? The sun was down.
Oh, yeah.
The you know, you put on a pair of jeans that feels tight when you put them on in the beginning of the day.
Right.
End of the day, the motherfuckers was sagging. Collars were loose.
Oh, yeah. We had guests that wanted to drink.
Yeah. And then we'd be like, ah. Yeah. And we go hard. Nikki Blaze eyelash would be on her cheek.
Oh, lash liner coming down. Rick is going, this is what happens when you drink. It's all your fault.
It's like, see, this is why I haven't had a drip
drop. Goodbye, guys. I'm leaving right away after this.
Rick would be so done with us. He's like, I can't. Are you?
Gee, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's muscle memory now, not having someone here to toast with me. Cheers. Wow.
You got your water? Yay. Pink.
You know?
Hmm.
Some would say, Denisha, you want a shot?
Okay.
Jason, no, you gotta take pictures. You gotta take
pictures. You gotta focus.
Some will say it's bad luck to cheers water.
Oh, what?
I've heard.
Who said that?
It's bad luck to cheers with water.
Why?
That's just a different way to pressure drinkers into
I don't like that.
Into taking in the devil's juice.
Mm.
You know?
Then I will not cheers, bitch.
Rick sent me a little reel yesterday, of a alcoholless lounge, but it's set up like a full swanky, nice looking bar. He was like, I'm gonna go to this alone.
The
only one I know.
They have some mocktails that are pretty good.
No, it's just all, like, there's no alcohol in there.
No, mocktail has no alcohol.
No, I'm saying, you were saying, like, they have mocktails out there. I'm saying, this place is just that.
Yeah.
No extra shit.
No. Yeah, no, but they have these that they add, like, nootropics or, like, mushrooms and different things like that. So there's no alcohol, but you still get a little head rush, get a little buzz.
That's funny.
Yeah, they got those out there.
Interesting. What if it was, like, just lots of Red Bull, dude.
You just had everybody running around.
Just fucking hype.
Did y'all ever watch, what was that show on MTV? The 16 parties, like they really.
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. You ever watch that?
Yes.
So there was one, this dude. It was a boy Sweet 16, right? Fucking little rich white boy from wherever. You know what I'm saying? This was back when we were doubling up two polo collars and
yes.
shit. That shit, right? And his Sweet 16, you know, they can't drink, right? So they're like just pounding Red Bulls. I already have like 3 Red Bulls, man. Oh, man, I'm feeling it. I had 3 Red Bulls already. And then it was like, I don't know what time it was in the party, but they had this little like, you know, they put the little effects on or whatever. He's like all jittery. I gotta sit down. I've had too many.
That's funny.
Fucking kids, bro.
Wow.
Let me ask you this, Nikki Blades.
Yeah.
You're a girl.
Yes. Did we have to check that? You sounded like there was a question mark at the end of that.
It's 2024.
Proceed.
There is Mexicans have the quinceañeras, mm-hmm. and then like Filipinos, they got the debut. Like, is there any type of like rite of passage, monumental occasion for a Pacific Islander coming into their own?
There probably is, but not when you live in California. Our family was like, nope, you're American, so you just get nothing. You're be happy. I don't know. We didn't get to do things like that. I wasn't even really allowed to have birthday parties. We just did barbecues with the family. There might be.
Mm-hmm.
Someone write us in and let me know.
Americans have it. It's the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I guess so. Huh?
Well, then I don't know, whatever. Ours were like, just be happy that you're alive.
You ever have birthday parties? Did y'all ever like have parties growing up?
Not really.
Mm-mm. Mm. We did like the family barbecues. That was pretty much it.
I'm debating right now. We might throw a little something because Veda's about to be 3 in like February 16th. She's going to be 3.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and now she's very just, she understands shit now, you know? So now we'd be like, what do you want for your party? I want Baby Shark. I want Baby Shark and I want ice cream, right? Yeah. So like now we're like Googling like how much to get a homie to dress up like Baby Shark and shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's fun. But here's the conundrum, right? She don't really have like friends. Like she doesn't, she's in daycare, but it's not like we hang out with these people outside of daycare, right? So, and also, so do we rent out this whole little play area to just have my homies that she likes come through?
I mean, that's what people do. That's where they get the whole, like, oh, it's a kid's party. Yeah. It's just a bunch of grown folks getting drunk.
And it is super lit. It's normally like just family members that all come through. You can do the invite and do like a small little thing with the daycare, but it's pretty much a party for you and Chia.
Yeah, but then.
Baby shark themed party for you two.
That's the other thing. Chia don't like people.
Okay, well then it's a party of four. It's just y'all.
So Veda does like Uncle Rick. This morning, I sent Rick a video because she was playing with this little, like, whatever little action figures is. This little chunky one, right?
Buff.
Buff. Oh. Buff and chunky.
Oh. Just bump. Buff.
Round, but it's all muscle. Okay.
Okay. And so he was thick.
I was like, she's like, this one is the biggest guy. I was like, who does he look like? Right. First, but I didn't tell you this. First, she's like, Uncle David. I was like, yeah, okay. Like, okay, who else? And she goes, Who's the biggest guy that you work, you go to work with? I'm like, Uncle Rick. Biggest guy like Uncle Rick.
Because it was buff.
Because it was buff.
Yeah.
And strong and nice.
Yes.
And white.
Let me ask you this too, Nikki Blades. Uh-huh. You're a girl. I got my first taste of, you're also daddy's girl.
No.
We
don't know how Veda got here.
First, though. Interesting.
I got my first taste of emotional young woman this morning. Like, Veda's been emotional, but that's because she's a baby, right?
Okay.
So this morning, bro, I felt so bad, man. This might be the first time that she is like, was consciously aware that I like betrayed her trust. You feel me?
Oh no.
And I felt so bad. It was hilarious, but I felt bad. Cause, you know, now she likes to brush her teeth. She kind of has the hang of it, right? Brush her own teeth. But I still like to get in there and just kind of give it a once over. You know what I'm saying? So we're brushing her teeth and then she didn't let me do anything. But she was like, but my tongue is white. Can you help me? Because she couldn't get her tongue. And I'm like, yeah, sure, baby. I'll help you brush your tongue. She sticks her tongue out. She's like, but don't do my teeth. Only my tongue.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I got you, right? Knowing I was going to sneak in there and get some teeth, right? Mm-hmm. Brush her tongue. I snuck in there, got some teeth. She's like, why you do that?
Aww.
I said, no teeth. And she got angry and she went, like, oh shit. I'm like, oh fuck, I betrayed her trust.
Yeah, you lied.
And she realized that. And yeah. I felt like such a shit bag for it, you know?
Yeah.
And normally it was like, when they're babies, yeah, you lie all the time. Fuck it. But now she understands shit.
Mm-hmm.
So when would you have like, were you an emotional, hormonal teenage girl? When
was
this?
That word. Was there ever a point?
Shut up, Rick.
Well, Rick, she's a Pisces.
I know you are now, but back then.
When did it start? Yeah. Let's get to the root of this bullshit so I know what to expect.
I wasn't a super emotional teen with my dad. I wasn't allowed to. Like, let's just get things clear. Mm. The way that we were raised in our house, there was no outburst. That never once happened because there were repercussions.
Mm.
We kept those things under control.
I see.
But as a baby, I was such a daddy's girl, still am, and my dad catered to everything that I wanted. So it was more of like, my mom had to deal with those types of things. Mm-hmm. Like, I never let my mom help me with my homework. She wasn't allowed to do anything. My mom seriously was like, you thought that I was stupid until you were an adult. I don't know what it was, but dad and I, he couldn't do wrong. Mom, right. She was the one that got everything. But yeah, as a teen, what?
Okay, you kept it together.
Look. There was no other option. I didn't grow up in a house where you were allowed to have an opinion.
Mm.
Yeah, so the outburst didn't happen with us.
So now you're making up.
Now I'm acting out. You can't tell me what to do. I'm a brat.
Like, we're making jokes about Nikki, but it's a real ass thing.
I mean, yeah.
I'm grown now. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Even if they're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean.
100%. And then don't be able to make your own money. Then add layer on top of it. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Making your own money is such a fun time of life.
Yes.
Right? Because on the same subject of just doing shit that you weren't allowed to do growing up. Because it's like, man, you start living alone and you got a little bit of money and you just do dumb shit. You be like, yeah, I'm going to have ice cream for breakfast just because. Because I'm in the mood. A little bit of ice cream with my Pop-Tart.
Like, who's going to tell me no?
Exactly.
Breaking all the rules.
Right. Yeah. There are no rules.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I remember one time, I probably talked about this before, but one time me and this fool, Andrew Garcia, who will be at the live show.
Hey.
Well, actually, this will come out way after that. Yeah. But
who you saw at the live show.
That you saw if you watched the live show on Patreon, which you can watch right now on Patreon for $7. Or if you join, you can watch it for $5. We got super drunk at the club one night, right? So this fool would just come pass out at my place when I lived in the condo in Paramount. And neither of us had anything to do the next day. We woke up, probably like, I don't know, late. Like, you know how you do
after noon,
11 noon, something like that. And never opened the blinds all day. I put my little fireplace on. We just curled up in some blankets and watched the Kardashians all day.
Such a great day. If you've been hungover, you know those are the best days after.
Yeah, it was a good time, man.
But yeah, so do you think that Veda's going to turn into a hormonal crazy teen, or how are you planning on parenting that?
So, for one, I do think she will be an emotional person. Mm-hmm. Just because I want that. I want her to be able to express herself. I don't, you know, I grew up in a generation and around people that I feel really suffered from having to like repress their emotions and how they felt with their parents and how they felt in general, right? Yeah, some might argue this generation's soft. You know what I'm saying? Man up, shake it off. And I do want some of that. I want to instill some of that in her, but I do want her to be able to, like, if you're feeling something, tell me how you feel. Like, mm-hmm. Feel that shit, you know? And also, she's an Aquarius. I've been told it's powerful emotions, brief, powerful emotions is what I've been told about Aquarius girls or Aquarii people. but, you know, and I want to like water that, you feel me? So I'm kind of just trying to mentally prepare. But you know, I want her to be strong, but also like, you know, hey, be in tune with that shit. Cause I'm a sensitive boy,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like that was good for me. But I don't know. This is my first daughter.
Yeah.
My first child. So who knows? I do feel like, shit, should I be, you know, like you said, you know what I'm saying? You kept it together because they were like, you had to check that shit, right?
Right.
So there's a part of me that feels like I do need to make sure I'm not letting it flow too much.
Yeah.
Because it's help, you know, you, even me in my personal life, like romantic life, there was a point in time where I was like, okay, man, being a sensitive man is great, but like, all right, is at some point you gotta let her know you ain't no bitch, you know? And it took a girl doing me low-key dirty to make that switch in my life where I was like, fuck, man, like, I'm a bitch right now.
Yeah.
And I need to check that, you know? Yeah. So
it's interesting watching my sister and my nieces because she lets them have big personalities. And that's not at all how we were raised. So it's been interesting. And she always talks about how she's first generation gentle parenting. Mm. She's like, this is wild because you're fighting how you were raised and then you're seeing these big personalities and you're like, but I also don't want to send you out into society.
Yeah.
And then you just get ran all over. So it's been cool watching them grow and then their personalities develop, but also my sister parent and like how they tried to do that. So I can only imagine. But Uncle Rick. That's good. Are you gonna?
I'm whooping everybody. Yeah.
I know I'm the auntie that all the nieces, like eat my friends' kids, everybody they can call. I'm the one that I'm like, take my number down. Because if your mama don't pick up the phone, auntie will come and get you. Yeah. Do you think you're gonna be that uncle?
It depends on how they take to certain things, right?
Okay.
Just this whole situation, I kind of realize a balance is really needed, right? Mm-hmm. How you do that exactly, I think that depends on each child and each situation. But I'm really about that. So there's not... have your feelings. But I'm also let you know that just because you feel that way doesn't mean you're right.
Mm, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some people's feelings are stronger than others.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be some who can't take that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm staying away from that guy because he doesn't validate my feelings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then there's other going to be like, okay, I hear you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, feel your feelings.
Yeah.
I would never try to make a kid not feeling. No, man up. We don't do that. None of that.
Yeah.
We don't. Mm-hmm. That's not some shit I would do. But you being a bitch right now. Like,
yeah.
Just so you know, go be a bitch.
Yeah.
Just know.
Just you know you're being a bitch.
Right. I don't.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like at certain points, you should be allowed to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
there's bitch in all of us.
1,000%.
And even if you don't embrace it, it's in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, everybody that's ever been like, ah, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, or that when you had that one good cry, when you've been fighting that pain for so long, and you got that cry, it's the bitch fighting to get out.
I turned into a little girl. I want to say it was like November, getting ready to go into December. Life was getting all hectic, crazy.
The holidays.
Dad is in and out of the hospital. I mean, just life is lifing, 1,000%. And I wasn't actually talking to my dad for a little bit.
Mm.
And then he reached out on the day that I felt like full bitch. It was ready to boil over. And all I needed was that one person. My dad called me random. And I was just like, Dad, I'm so glad that you called me right now. And I just like let everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's probably the best part of my relationship with my dad is that he's always let me feel my feels.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's like, okay, are we ready? Now what are we going to do to fix this?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, go ahead. That's what I'm here for. Do all the things. And then it was like, okay, now let's problem solve because you are too grown. to this is going to pass, but I'm glad that you called me instead of, you know, just holding it in.
Yeah.
So.
That's good, man. You know, I like Rick said, it's like that balance is important, right?
Yeah.
And it's so difficult to find that proper balance. I be trying to be all, like, I chuckle at myself because I be trying to be all philosophical with Veda on some bullshit. But I'm like, let me just drill this shit into her brain early, right?
Yeah.
Like, somewhere she'll, like, like a toy will break and she'll cry. And she'll be like, Daddy, why did it break? I'm like, well, you know, baby, sometimes in life, things don't go the way we planned. Things will break.
Watching a lot of Avatar.
But that's real, though.
Yes,
things are gonna break. We just gotta put it together. And then look, you're okay now, right? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I want to watch YouTube.
But in the back of her head, it seeped in.
Yeah, I hope so.
She could have just kept harping on the broken tongue.
Yeah.
Right.
With Q, it's like, different though.
Shut up, Dad. I'm going to watch YouTube.
But with my boy Q, I'd be different. I'd be like, hey, man, you should shut your ass up.
Right. He's like, but I failed. Google. On my face.
Dirty diaper who? Change that shit then. Yeah.
Goo goo gaga.
You dropped me, dog.
He's sitting there going, this is your fault.
You're crying for a little boy.
So do you really think?
I'm wet and I can't talk.
Dad, do you really think you're going to parent him completely different?
No, not completely different. But I would be lying if I said I didn't feel a little differently. I do.
Okay.
I don't want to say I baby him less because he's a baby. He needs to be babied right now. But there are certain times where, like, and granted, of course, Veda was my first, right? So it's like any little time she got a little bit injured, like I'm like, oh, like, oh, like coddling her, like super, like, you know, with Q. First off, he can handle shit. That little boy is a tank. Big old head like his dad, right? Big old head. This motherfucker is heavy. But I still, is a part of me kind of feels like, oh, I should be instilling that a little more, that like, nah, you got this, man. No, you gotta cry about that. Like, mm-hmm. No, you good. You got this, right? I already feel like I'm doing that more for him than I did for her, right? Especially since I've said this before. I don't do manly shit. I don't be playing catch. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I still need to.
You have to learn on your own. Right. You better get used to it right now.
Send your kid over to Auntie Nikki. All the athletic things.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have to teach me how to catch when you get older, man.
Look. Hey. Imagine.
Dad, grab your glove. Let's go outside. You're going to learn today.
I'm like, glove? Look, Auntie Nikki ain't going to teach you how to catch. She's going to teach you how to shave, right? It might be on a different part of her body, but she's going to teach you how to work that razor, okay?
Stupid.
But yeah, man.
You get FaceTime. Oh, Nikki, how do I talk?
All right. Come here. Your dad didn't help
I'm
you
I'm over
again.
Here like, guys, I'm not a bitch. What's going on?
They're like, we tried, but Uncle Rick gave us. He hard loved us.
No. He's like this. He's like, can we call Auntie Nikki again, please?
FaceTime.
No, he tells me, he's like, Dad, I really need advice with girls or something, right? We call Auntie Nikki on FaceTime. He's like, Auntie Nikki, yo. Hey, Auntie Nikki.
You're going to see me, I'm hanging up on your son. I got to call you. Say, hey, your son, tell his son to stop calling. Why is your son FaceTiming me?
Imagine it, this age. Hello, you about to change my diaper?
Oh, my God.
Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Oh shit. That's so funny. But not gonna lie, look, when I was a little kid, I remember having a crush on my cousin's wife when I was like 4 years old. You know what I'm saying? That's like the earliest I can remember having a crush on a grown ass woman. And the thing about it is my whole family knew and they would egg that shit on. Like, oh, Tim, you know, blah, blah, blah is coming for dinner tonight. I get all hype. She kissed me on the cheek. I get all fucking red and shit.
He's like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Your little kids are trash. They don't give a fuck about your significant other.
No loyalty.
Oh, none. They get so mad.
Mm-hmm. You got to tell them, man. I was trying to think of a family member that rhymes with hoes. I was going to say blah, blah before hoes, man. But.
That's funny. Oh, man. Uncle Joe's before hoes.
Uncle Joe's
before hoes.
Uncle Joe's before hoes. Yeah, man. You know, hey, you know, like, you know, the balance. It's crazy out here. I was on, when I was on that, that Nick Cannon show that hasn't come out yet. I filmed a new show with Nick. It's okay. Called Council Culture, right? Where it's a bunch of men's sitting around discussing our feelings and taboo topics and without risk of getting canceled.
Safe space.
A safe space. Okay. We're counseling each other, right? Mm-hmm. And I made that statement. It was an episode where Ray J was on. And I was talking about how, yeah, I don't do manly shit. I don't play catch. I don't shave. And Ray J is like, You should do manly shit.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Why not? That's weird.
Yeah, you should do manly shit. I was like, I mean, sure.
Really?
I mean, I used to be fucking bitches and shit, dog. I mean, but yeah, you know, shit like that you never really think about until, you know, you make babies. You know what I'm saying? But you know, whatever, man. Life.
I don't know. I think about it.
Do you?
All the time.
About the future?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have them.
That is actually a big reason.
I can't create that balance. Mm. There's so many aspects.
I'm scared to have girls. Mm. I think that having boys would be a nice fit for me as far as parenting style. I like coaching. I like a little bit more discipline, even though I like to wild out. I just seem to be able to speak that language a bit more. So I'm not like the fun auntie. I'm the auntie that does fun things.
You got a lot of homies?
And you know.
Wow, what a pick me. Wow.
I got a lot of friends.
I hang out with a lot of girls.
Yeah.
No, but I'd rather have boys because girls are
no. I'm just more like I don't want to be insensitive or not soft enough. Mm. So that's my thing is that I wasn't raised like super soft all the time. And so I have more of that type of, I guess, energy. I don't even like saying that masculine.
Right.
Whatever. But I feel like that would be an easy parenting thing for me. You know how you'd be like, oh, get up. That's good. But I have a feeling that I'm going to get girls and then they're going to make me softer. But I do hope that I have somebody as a partner that is already soft and wants girls. Mm. You know what I mean? Like I would want somebody that's like, okay,
balances it out.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm afraid of myself with raising them. That seems terrifying.
Well, I mean, I get it because, you know, I thought I was going to be straight up girl dad. I thought we were having nothing but girls, right? Because people would always say, and I've said this before, when we first got married and she was like, we're going to have four girls, right? She said that as a joke. And I was like, oh gosh, she's right. And everyone's like, you know what that is? That's, you know, that's
karma.
That's that karma. Yeah. And then I had Q and I was like, ha, karma's not real.
As soon as you found out he was a boy, you wanted, karma is not real.
The karma with that shit is about dudes who've done women wrong.
Yeah.
It's not about dudes who just done women.
Hey, you're a hoe.
That is a very good point, Ricky Shucks, because even in my hoeing days, I never, maybe like 1% out of the whatever number, right? Like, no one ever felt like I wronged them or lied or was deceitful or did anyone dirty.
No one ever felt that justifiably. Girls feel that. When it don't go that way, they feel that no matter what. But did I actually do anything to your lady? I did not.
Whoa.
Because I told you from the jump what it was. Just because you got your feelings hurt.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel attacked.
I kept my word.
Why have I heard that before?
Hit doggone holler.
And after you hit, they want to holler, man. Shit.
At your dog. Damn.
Fucking all the homies. God damn, man.
Oh,
man.
Oh, shit. My eyelashes already starting to...
Good old hoe days. Oh, man.
I saw somebody post on their Instagram, hoe phase, self date. And I was like, you, what?
Wait,
like,
what?
Hoe phase greater than, or?
Like, self date is greater than hoe phase. So instead of going out and hoeing... Date yourself.
Oh.
And that's like ideal, right? But do you realistically think that you had a moment in your whole phase where you're like, I think I need to just invest back into myself?
Right? I mean, I've definitely got to a point where I was like, I don't need to be trying to fuck every girl there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to chill tonight. But I never felt like... I've neglected me.
Yes.
Because when I saw that, that's the first thing that I thought of. I was like, of course we would be like, oh, I love myself so much, I'm not going to be outside like that.
Exactly.
But realistically, that phase for a lot of people helps put them in the positions that they're in now.
Yeah. But you got to remember, some people have a whole phase because they don't like them.
100, yes.
Right.
They need constant accompaniment. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, because it depends on the reasons for your hoeing.
Yeah. There we
right?
go.
If you are hoeing for that validation that you aren't getting from people, then yes, love yourself. Yeah. Self-date is definitely more important, more valuable.
Right. Yeah.
But we was hoeing because we was horny, bruh.
Horny and it was fun.
Yeah. When you having fun hoeing because you horny and you already love yourself, that shit is lit, bro. And then, but yes, you get. I also got to a point where I was like, oh, God, all right, I'm wasting time just fucking for no reason, right? And then, but then, you know, you take a little break and then you jerking off and then you're like, this self-date was cool and all, but let me go back to hoeing, man.
Also, for men, whole stage or not, we still get flaked on. So we've had some non-self-inflicted self-dates. That's not something we need to catch up on.
Aw. Okay, wait, hold on. Rick, what was the day that you decided, like, okay, one too many, I need to slow down?
So I wasn't fucking like that. It was never one too many. But the usual thing would be like, oh, we're flying to a new city. Let's see who's there and down. And then one time it's just like, you know what? They got good clam chowder there.
You can do other things.
I like the hotel room.
Yeah.
I don't need to be scrambling and trying to set up 4 or 5 dates because 3 gon' flake and all of that shit. I'm just going to eat this chowder.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah,
it was.
So tiring, Nikki Blades.
I saw someone recently post that he got stood up on a date. But it was so, I mean, the guy looked so sweet. And it was another man that reposted it, just showing him a lot of love. But he showed up with flowers. And he's like, I talked to this girl for like 3 weeks and she stood me up. So has there been an instance like that, or is it more of like when you're in these cities, you're like, you got to put that work in trying to.
Well, I think that was fake. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You think it was fake? Dude with the glasses?
That dude's a comedian, and his whole shtick is like that.
And it blew up.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm mad.
Was it a thing? But have I been like that?
Like in, like invested and then stood up?
But, okay, I'll tell this story. Maybe I told it already. I'll tell you guys about the Warriors game debacle.
No.
Refresh.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Hold on. Let me switch. Here we
go. A girl in the Bay. I want to say her name.
You goddamn Bay. Right?
So we was talking, nothing crazy, but it's flirtatious. It was leading that way.
Just an option.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll call it that. Fast forward a little bit. She received tickets to go to a Warriors game.
Woo-woo.
I don't give a fuck about the Warriors.
I do.
And this was before they were.
Oh, so this is back when they sucked.
Right? But I enjoyed her.
Okay.
I didn't have shit to do. I'm like, all right, cool. Well, she invited me. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm like, all right, cool. I have to fly there, though. Right? So, I booked my ticket. She's like, dope. Tell me when you land, blah, 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 blah. So, the day of, I hit her. We're talking. It's cool. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to head to the airport. I was like, okay, see when you get here. And then I get to the airport. I go through security or whatever. I'm chilling at my gate. Then I tell her I'm about to board. She doesn't reply. Whatever. I land. I'm like, yo, I'm here. She doesn't reply.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, it's a little weird, but it wasn't like she was picking me up from the airport.
Okay.
I get to my hotel. I'm like, yo, what time should I meet you? Like, what time does the game start? Doesn't reply. So I'm like, bitch, I got on the plane.
Yeah.
You better motherfucker reply, right? But I'm trying to keep my cool.
Okay.
You never know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be yelling. And if I start talking shit, that's going to really ruin the reason why I came here. So I'm just chilling and I'm waiting. But then I'm like, okay, I'm not from here, but games don't start this late. Game's going on. Right? She's on fucking Snapchat at the shit. I was like, you dirty bitch, right?
Wow.
To this day, I don't know what happened. She just never
replied?
You've never spoken to her since?
Never.
What? Oh, I wish you could. Yeah. Who is this?
I don't remember her. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Yeah.
God.
Ross?
No.
There's one. I was like, it could be.
That was the last name
last
she was
name.
Saying.
No,
not a dude named Ross.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's what really happened.
But yeah, so I don't know.
Wow.
I kind of feel like it was a situation where she asked a bunch of dudes or multiple dudes, and the guy she really wanted replied late.
Yeah.
Or it could have been a situation where she thought she had two tickets, but it was a dude inviting her. Or she had somebody she was already talking to and then got into some shit. I don't know. But she never gave me an explanation. She never replied.
Dang.
She stayed viewing and liking shit. And I was like,
wait,
what the fuck
she's views.
Girl, so, girls.
No. Don't put us in this because this, she is in her own category.
I say girls. You a woman, right?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, girls have this thing where they cannot handle being the bad guy. And they will just run from it.
Yes.
They will try to act like I never did anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes to get you pissed off to the point where you say or do things
so that
now make us even.
Yeah.
Now we both have something to apologize about. You know what I'm saying? So I never did that. She never got that out of me. But yeah, I've never talked to her again.
That's fucked.
And this isn't like this is gonna be my first time meeting her. Like kicked it before.
You kicked it before.
Oh, y'all kicked it before and she did you dirty. Yeah. Look, even if she
I was cute at the time. Just because I know people are like, well, I get it. I mean, it was better options. No, I was cute during this part of my life.
Man. You know, it also, like you said, it might have been a situation where
she was fucking around with somebody.
Where OG invite flaked and she was like, let me hear Rick.
Yeah.
And then he was like, never mind, I can come.
Yeah, because I don't think she thought I would really get on the plane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this was single, cute, Money Rick. Mm. I ain't got shit to do.
I missed that dude.
Slang this you dick. Hey, listen, he's never coming back.
you gotta pick and choose. Which one do you want?
None of them.
None of them?
No aspect of that. It's the rap.
All three of them.
All three, no.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Damn. He said, I'm sorry for her.
This was cool, too.
Hey, UFB, baby, ugly, fat, broke.
He's cool. He just, you don't be going nowhere. hey, man. Well, shit. No. He's coming back, goddammit. And if you didn't know, Rick has been doing a thing weekly on his YouTube where he's been losing weight.
And it's working.
Yeah.
Yay.
So subscribe. Be a part of the journey, all right?
Yeah.
If you didn't already know.
That was super dope to see, by the way. We're going to talk about your YouTube.
Thank you.
Because Rick gets on my head about posting content, too. So I was on YouTube, and I saw, because he had posted it on his stories, and I started watching. I was like, Rick, this is dope.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Like
I already fucked
it.
Up.
Why?
I blame the live show. I've been too busy. I've been still doing the eating right and all that shit. I just haven't made videos for a minute. But after this show, after tomorrow, well, we do the live show tomorrow, but y'all see it.
Yes.
I'm back to YouTube.
And then you can do a dope fucking accumulate, like a compilation of all the YouTube videos, but make it a reel, and that shit'll pop off after they see the before and after.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, shit. Look, make sure you watch Rick's stuff, and welcome back once again, Nikki Blaze. So good to have you back. Follow Nikki Blaze if you don't already. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that bullshit. Goodie Brand dropped a bunch of new stuff. Rick is wearing one of those hoodies right now. If we're talking about raising kids with trauma, it says emotionally unstable.
Oh, for the fat dudes. This is just an extra large. Y'all know I'm bigger than an extra large. They're oversized. So if you are smaller and you want a more true size fit, size down.
Mm.
But fat dudes, you can get the biggest size and probably be good still.
Watch the next episode to see how the medium fits on me.
How right? about you a small?
Just see how you the small fits the on me because I'm little.
I'm small.
Thank y'all for watching once again. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. Watch the other episode over here. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blaze.
Wow.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.